Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, and some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. If you want to learn more about the history of songs other than Christmas songs, please visit my other podcast, Songs for All Seasons. The first season of the podcast is now available in book form as an Advent Carols Countdown from Shadow Mountain Publishing, available on all major online retailers. Today we're going to be talking about Star in the East. This lesser-known hymn was made popular in the American South and in the Appalachian region. It has gone by many names throughout the years, including Brightest and Best, but today it is usually just known as Star in the East. The original words were written by an Anglican bishop in England named Reginald Heber in 1811. Heber was an Oxford graduate and worked tirelessly to improve music in the Church of England. He later became the Bishop of Calcutta, India, where he served for the rest of his life. The hymn traveled to America, where it was adapted as a shape note song by William Walker, who intended it as an Epiphany carol to celebrate the arrival of the wise men. Shape note singing is a communal style of music, where each note on the sheet music has a different shape. So every B on the staff is one shape, every A on the staff is another shape, and so on. Usually, these songs were written in three-part harmony, and they were used as a popular way to teach music, even to those who were not literate, so they could just look at the shapes. This is sometimes known as sacred harp singing, and it's still practiced in some circles today. It's a very distinctive sound that this creates. The original version by Heber appeared in the Christian Observer in 1811, and his wife published it in 1827 in a collection of hymns called Hymns Written and Adapted to the Weekly Service of the Church Year. Star in the East, in its shape note form, first appeared in the 1854 edition of Southern Harmony. Though it's not one of the most popular Christmas carols, it can still be heard in many Christmas celebrations. And now, Star in the East.
Brightest and best of the stars of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lend us your aid. Star in the east, the horizon adorning, guide where our infant Redeemer is laid. Cold on his cradle the dewdrops are shining, low lies his head with the beast of the stall. Angels adore him in slumber reclining, Maker and Monarch and Saviour of all.
Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and may God bless us, everyone.